Welcome to the Clean Car Collective podcast. My name is Chris, and today I'm joined by Paul from True Definition. How are you, Paul?
Not too bad, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Good.
Thanks for popping over to see us today.
I'm more than welcome.
And fetching your beautiful dog, Floki.
Yeah, he's always with me.
He's cracking ears. Nice husky.
Yeah, he's absolutely stunning. Great little boy. Just happy to see everybody.
It's a rescue, is he? You were telling me?
Yeah, so we... The previous owner wasn't at work all the time. Constantly working, couldn't stay with him. Lost so much weight due to stress and bits, so we've taken him on and, yeah, as you've seen, he's a very happy chappy.
Yeah, he's lovely. And they don't tend to like being on their own, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. He's constantly my shadow. But then with the other two dogs at home, he's just happy as anything.
I bet. Bit of company.
Oh, yes, big time.
He's probably asking for a break now. he'll put a holiday form in later.
Yeah, he probably will do, but I can't do any more travelling.
I've had enough. But, yeah, thanks for fetching him over. He's cracking.
That's and, right, and, no trouble.
Whilst you were here, we thought we'd give you the opportunity to come on and have a chat and tell us a little bit about your business, et cetera. But I guess only one thing really to speak about. Apart from wax, like you got married recently.
I did indeed, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed.
Last time?
Yes, no more again. I've done it once before, this is it. No more. No more.
I'm sure you found the right one. She's lovely, lovely lady, so congratulations to the two of you. And apart from that, Waxstock this year, how did you find it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So it wasn't as busy as it has been in... Obviously, from when I first went in 2017, but it was still a great venture. I mean, it was great, obviously, to see new guys down there. Obviously, got to meet some of the other Zirconiters as well, like Ant and Jake. It was good. It was nice just coming up and seeing everybody and spending more money than I probably should have.
It's kind of the idea of Waxstock.
Yeah, exactly. I think most of my money went over to you guys.
Oh, sorry about that. we had a great time, in fairness. I mean, I think it took me to... Where are we now? Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's how bad it... Monday, I felt like I was jet-lagged.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Tuesday, we had a bit of a road trip to Bolton to go and see a potential new client and turn around and come back the same day. So that was a bit of a mission. So I was knackered Tuesday.
No, I can imagine.
But we had a really good show, I think, in terms of getting the brand out there. Met some lovely people. Did a few interviews, which was nerve-wracking but fun.
Yeah.
Overall, I think it has been busier footfall-wise previously. But we did all right in terms of sales and stuff. Signed up 6 new detailers to the
network. That's what it's all about. It's trying to get the people into the network and getting them to understand how good your products actually are.
Not just that, but we also, we've got some cracking feedback from general members of the public as well. We've had a few emails in already, which is great. So, outside of that, what was the highlight of it there for you?
I think it was just getting out. That's the thing. It's because obviously it hasn't been on for the past 2 years due to COVID and everything else. And I think being able to go up and see the cars and see the different products and people around and stuff like that, it was just, I think it was just mainly just seeing people. But not just that, it was seeing the different types of products that are out there and stuff. I mean, you know me, I'm a Zirconite through and through. I mean, my products in the back of the van are literally probably 99% Zirconite or Concept Chemicals products.
Yep.
That's all I use because you find a brand that you like, you find a brand that you enjoy, and you find a brand that's easy to use but provides the perfect finishes every time. I mean, I've used other brands, but you guys just literally trump it every time.
Yeah, thanks for that. It's nice to hear that we're doing a good job for you. And how is business for you? So tell us a bit about True Definition. You're based in Wendover.
Yep.
How long have you been going?
So on and off 5 years, but I'm into my second year of full-time trading.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's just going superb. Absolutely superb. I mean, we are busy. I mean, I've decided not to work today because obviously I was coming up to see you guys, come and pick some products and bits up. And it is going well. It is going well. The coatings are picking up, obviously due to the weather conditions now. and people are wanting their cars doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my job. And that's the thing, that's what it's all about. You've got to be able to wake up in the morning and go, you know what, I'm looking forward to today.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's like wax off. It was knackering. It was really tiring. Saturday was a stressful day.
Yeah.
You know, we'd had a week of prepping our van for the, well, not a week. We had about 3 days of prepping our van for the show, which we couldn't use because it had been involved in a small accident. A couple of days on the rally car just to try and get it looking nice. Yeah,
that looks amazing. That.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks amazing. Mate, it was never a show car.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Sarka Rally team and Harry for letting us have it and lend it to us. I think the beauty of it was, although it's a proper driven rally car. Yeah,
that's, you know, what's all about.
That thing is literally going to go through a forest at 100 mile an hour in a couple of weeks. So,
yeah.
But they were kind enough to let us play with the car and let people try products out on it and. So I think that was good. And it did draw in some attention. Yeah,
it definitely did.
It's a shame we couldn't start it up.
Yeah. I can guarantee that sounded...
I think, and I've got to confirm with Harry later this week, but we've got a Cars and Coffee event held on here on the 17th of July. So anybody wants to come along, they can.
Yeah, I'll be down here.
You're invited as well.
Yeah, obviously. I'll be down in the yellow battle wagon.
So that'll be good to see that. But Harry, I think Harry's going to try and get it road legal. It's a road legal car anyway, but it's not MOT'd at the moment. So we had to get it trailered there and back. So I'm hoping he's going to fetch it down for that day.
Oh, that'd be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be fun because it sounds mental. So, yeah, it's just... But if you don't enjoy what you're doing, that's three-quarters of the battle, isn't it?
It is indeed. And the fact, I mean, you're not doing the same job day in, day out.
No.
You're seeing different people, you're seeing different cars, you're doing different cleans, or everything is different. And I think that's what it is, and it keeps your brain ticking over. Definitely keeps your brain ticking over.
Yeah, and yeah, well, every car's different.
Oh, God, yeah.
Even Harry's little rally car, every panel was different, which was unreal. When it arrived here, Harry was here when it arrived on the back of a trailer, and it came off the trailer, and he pulled it down, and he went, "What do you mean?" I said, "It looks awesome." And then I looked at it, and he looked at my face, and he went, "A bit of work there, isn't there?" I was like, yeah, a little bit. But no, we loved it. We love enjoying, we as a team,
yeah.
Lorraine and I, Jake is joining us as well. We enjoy what we do, and the interactions with people on Sunday, members of the public who don't know us and stuff, was great fun. Plus people from other brands as well. We had a shout out to Michael and Ollie in Infinity Wax. We had a good giggle with those guys on Saturday evening. That was funny at the bar. Too much to drink. Also the guys from Squid Ink, Michael. He's a nice guy, actually.
Yep.
Really good fun to talk to. So we had a bit of banter with him. And then also had we were sat on the table with Danny Pritchard from Royal Flush.
Yeah, yeah.
Car Care. Danny and his missus Nadine. Lovely people. Really nice people. And then also on the table with the guys from Garage Therapy, I think. Yeah, Garage Therapy. So we had a nice bunch of, you know, people on. It's just a great evening, and
that's what it's all about. It's all about the networking as well.
Yeah,
all about the networking.
Yeah. So, so what are your main customer base for True Def then?
So we're very much a family car orientated sort of base. We do a lot of sort of discovery sports, a lot of like smaller cars for the families, because we like to be affordable for people.
Yeah.
We don't want to be charging heaven and earth to have their car looking immaculate. We like to make people have value for their money, mm-hmm. But yet receive a good service to be able to keep their cars looking brilliant at the end of the day. But yeah, we are very much a family-orientated, car-orientated business.
Cool, I get that. I mean, there's a big market to play in there.
It's huge, absolutely huge.
And it's refreshing to hear. There's a lot of people that aspire to be the top 3%, chasing Ferraris, Lambos, and you know that kind of thing.
Completely. I mean, the way I look at it is the family cars and the smaller cars were what got me started. Yeah, it's great to have the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis, the Bentleys and things like that. Yeah, it's fantastic for social media pages and things like that. But you've got to stick with your bread and butter.
Yep.
And said my bread and butter for True Definition Detailing is family cars. And that's what I love doing, because you never know what you're going to end up with. I mean, you could have a car with four kids in it and there's going to be sweets and McDonald's and all sorts laying about, but it's finding it all. When you're stripping it all back and you're just like, oh, look, there's another McDonald's toy, or there's some chips down there, or see some Haribo laying about. But
do you know what? Actually, there's a way you put that. It's you'll never know what you'll find in there, and that's just kind of worried me straight away. I was like, well, I don't want to know what's behind that chair. But yeah, I mean, there's a good market there. There's good margins to be made. There's a sustainable business to be made there. And you know, you're aiming at 85% of the market of car drivers, so why not?
Exactly, and that's the way to do it. Yeah, as I said, I have got Lamborghinis on board, I've got Porsches and things like that, and they're great to work on. But as I said, they're not an everyday car. They're not a car that people drive every single day of the week.
Oh, so special, isn't it?
They're always tucked away in the garage, or they're in a secure unit or somewhere along those lines, whereas the everyday cars are used. And when you're seeing them from being used every 4 weeks, they come to see me again and they get cleaned and you see the difference. And that's what makes it special.
Uh-huh.
And it's seeing the smile on the customer's face afterwards. And then from that, I mean, you get your recommendations from it. And so probably 75% of my work is recommendation work. And that's what it's all about. It's all about having the recommendations.
Oh, God, yeah. You've got to deliver a good product or service.
Yeah.
Be polite and professional about it. Deliver over and above what your customer's expecting.
Exactly that.
And then it's a winner-winner every time.
Exactly that. I've got my regular client base, and I saw one, when was it, Monday? And she's absolutely fantastic. And I literally did a free upgrade for her without her realising. So she had ZG365 put in her car instead of Fast Wax and Protect.
Ooh, nice upgrade.
Yeah, it was a nice little upgrade for her. And the smile on her face afterwards just said it all. When she came out, saw a car and it was glossier than normal, and it had that pizzazz. And she literally, the smile just said it all. That's all you needed. It was just the reaction to the clean.
Good.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, good. And she'll go and tell.
Exactly
all
that.
All her friends and good for
exactly
you.
That.
Excellent. So what's next for you guys in terms of,
well,
where do you see yourselves going?
We are seeing ourselves going into unit possibly this year. Mm-hmm. Upgrading the yellow battle wagon as well. So we are pushing forward. We're looking at going into the spray to scratch repair as well.
Yeah. I saw those guys at Waxstock.
Yeah, so we'll be joining.
Good system, that.
Oh, superb. And, I mean, you've got Ant, obviously, from
Ant's
Detailing.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while.
He's been doing it for about 4 years, and obviously chatted with him, and he just said it's just a fantastic system.
He's a lovely guy, by the way.
He is. He's so down to earth, and he's just so easy to get on with.
Yeah.
So easy to get on with, and yeah, just having a chat with him about it. And so looking at going into doing that as well. Working with a few dealerships and really pushing the business hard this year. I mean, obviously, with the wedding now finished, I've now got more time to concentrate on the business more.
And more to catch up for in terms of paying for stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're not cheap, are they?
No.
It's good. Well, that sounds exciting, buddy. It's, you know, good times ahead in that regard. And it's nice to see you get going on that journey as well. How long have you been with us now?
Coming up a year. Coming up a year with you already. And it's just been fantastic. I mean, you guys have obviously, you've come down with me to the Cophill Climb last year.
Yep. That's a nice day.
Which was a nice weekend, that. So we're back there again this year. We've got the Max Power Reunion show we're going to this year.
Yep.
So we're trading down there as well.
Are you?
Yeah, so because we look after one of the cars. So one of the guys who runs it, we look after his Porsche Taycan and his other half's car as well. And yeah, he absolutely loves it. He's got a Max Power car himself, which we've machine polished and de-stickered and done everything to that. So yeah, it's all, so that'd be busy for us down down September time, we've got the two shows, both full weekend shows as well. Yep. So it's just going to be absolutely mentally busy for the
full on.
And Cop Hill, we picked up so much work from that last year, and we're still looking after customers from it now.
Good.
We've retained a lot of customer base from it.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to push even more customer base this year, especially with like the spray to scratch repair, and obviously with the ceramic coatings, and we're just going to push it. Really going to push it.
Good.
And yeah, with the Wheel Love as well. I mean, Wheel Love, again, I got that through with you guys, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's great
just,
product.
Everything is just fantastic with you guys. It is, and I love dating with you.
Oh, thanks.
Because it's so easy to get on
with. All right, you can stop now. That's another name. It's not about me, this one, or us. Good. No, I really appreciate it. And, yeah, we love having you guys on board as well. Of course we do. And it's good to see that you're tying in. Yeah, okay, yeah, we supply you some products. We think they're great. But you're also tying in some additional things to your business and what you're looking to achieve with other good business partners as well. Like you say, Ant's Detailing, who uses SSR, phenomenal guy, really lovely chap.
Really is.
He's a fountain of knowledge in regards to that system.
Yep.
The other guy who I spoke to there, Paul Lau, he was incredibly helpful and lovely as well. So I didn't get to meet Dermot. I've got his card. I need to have a chat with him.
Yeah, see, I've chatted with Dermot, and we're pinging emails across to each other at the moment.
And yeah, we all love British company again. Good product, works well, does exactly what it's meant to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, all the best to you, buddy.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Hope you have a really good success. And then much planned this weekend?
No, just the kids this weekend.
Just the kids.
Just the kids.
Another full-time job then this
weekend.
Hey, there's a spider in front of
you. There is.
It's a money spider, mate. Grab that one.
Definitely need that one.
Put it in your wallet.
Tell ya. That along with all the moths.
No, they're in mine. So, listen, thank you ever so much for joining us on this podcast. First time you've done one.
Yeah, definitely is.
Well done.
And appreciate it.
And thanks for coming down.
No, cheers, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Fetching the dog along as well. I'm going to go and fuss him now before you disappear.
Yeah, don't blame you. Don't blame you. He'll love it.
Good. Thanks for joining us on the Clean Car
Collective. Cheers, Chris. Thanks for having me.
To everybody else out there, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Do subscribe, join us. Also give a listen to Speed 6 podcast. Spend some time with those guys up at Waxstock as well. They were on good form. I say they were on good form, and I'm sure they won't mind me saying this. They were quite heavily hungover by the time I got to speak to them. Who else? The guys from the Car Boutique, who have been incredibly generous in terms of time with us as well. They've tried some of our products and give us some really good reviews off their own back. Give all of those guys a look up, check it out, subscribe to us on YouTube and Facebook and every bloody thing else that you can find. But
got to be done.
It's got to be done. And thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Cheers, buddy.